generally just posting a boo up to say that I'm still alive and that, you know, nothing happened to me at the bowling alley. because that was the last time I posted a boo was at the bowling alley. I wanted to give my thoughts on this whole parenting issue with this Facebook. Basically, what happened was this guy's daughter was posting something bad about his dad on Facebook, and you know his dad, of course, her dad was friends. her dad was friends with his daughter. So basically, what happened was when she started bashing him on Facebook, he goes and takes issue with it. And the way that he punishes her is by taking a 45 caliber and shooting, I think it's like 8 bullets into, I think basically a whole clip of bullets into this laptop, after which he spent $36 on upgrading software, and all this other shit. And basically, it's all going around on I guess like Facebook. I don't know if it's been posted on my Facebook. I have to look. But it's been going around, and people keep saying it's good parenting. It's good parenting. Or, you know, that, you know, there's about one person that says it's bad parenting. I'm kind of in between, because I think that it is, I guess there's different parents for you, I guess. I mean, this is I think that it was just stupid in a way, because, the best he could have done was take the damn laptop away and, like, I don't know, put it under lock and key or something. Not shoot it and just waste those hours you just put into upgrading it. That's maybe good parenting on, like, you know, yeah, you'll never be able to use that laptop again. But at the same time, it's, you just wasted, you know, I don't know, $800 or so dollars, however much you pay for that fucking laptop. So, you know, yes, it's good parenting for punishment purposes, but not for financial. you know, I mean, I'm guessing that laptop had a warranty on it or something. I don't know if you can get, I don't know if there was anything, I don't know. But, you know, that's my thoughts on that. I mean, just, that was just too fucking extreme. So, and another thing I want to talk about is, you know, Scrivener. I mean, I got this app and I've been using it for essays, and it's really got a great novel template too. So I've been, coming up with ideas. You can come up with ideas on the fly and put them down as notes, and they, you know, it's awesome. I never thought that, you know, outlining or anything would be good, or anything like that, but it actually is, because, you know, just Scrivener makes it fun. Like, and then the way that it organizes your documents, it's really great. I recommend everybody stop using Story Mode if that's what you were using, and check this out, because it has a fiction template where you can actually customize characters and stuff. It's not, you know, it's not as custom. It's you know, Story Mode is, you know, it doesn't actually help you create your characters. This thing actually, you know, gives and settings and places. It actually helps you create your characters and places for your novel. And I think it's awesome. So you should check that out. And it also helps you with essays in terms of citing sources and formatting it for you, which a lot of blind people have problems with, in terms of actually getting it the way that MLA wants it, hanging indents and all that shit. It does everything for you, and I'm trying to figure that out, because now my next essay that I plan on doing is going to be written totally in Scrivener. I did it last time, and my teacher said the program, you know, seems, you know, she thinks it might work well, so I think it might be, you know, I really like this program. I think anybody who's into writing, especially creative writing, there's no, I mean, it has a name generator, for crying out loud, where you can go in and actually